This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Brain and immune system aging emerge as true lifespan predictors in major UK biobank study. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgie, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence of 11 organ aging clocks measured across 44,498 UK biobank adults, only two, the brain and immune system, showed independent associations with lifespan, according to research conducted by Stanford University investigators and published in peer-reviewed findings. The study measured 2,916 plasma proteins per person to estimate the biological age of 11 organs, then followed participants for up to 17 years, revealing that youthful aging profiles in these two organs alone could reduce mortality risk by up to 56% when both were favorably aged. Key takeaways. A youthful brain proteome was associated with 40% lower mortality, a youthful immune system proteome with 42% lower mortality. Having both youthful brain and immune system profiles together was associated with 56% lower mortality. The nine other organ clocks measured did not show independent links to lifespan, challenging assumptions in commercial aging tests. Accelerated aging in multiple organs compounds mortality risk. Eight or more aged organs conferred 8.3 times higher mortality risk. Study at a glance, 56% reduction in mortality risk for individuals with both youthful brain and immune system aging profiles compared to baseline. Mortality risk escalates with multiple aged organs. Hazard ratios, mortality risk multipliers, by number of organs aging faster than expected. UK Biobank cohort 8 or more aged organs, 8.35 to 7 aged organs, 4.52 to 4 aged organs, 2.3 times. Source Stanford University, UK Biobank analysis. Georgian Medical Journal News, only two organs independently predict lifespan. The Stanford research team measured 2,916 plasma proteins per person, creating biological age estimates for 11 distinct organs. When researchers tracked mortality outcomes over up to 17 years, a striking pattern emerged. Nine of the organs showed no independent association with lifespan when other factors were controlled. The brain and immune system stood alone as true predictors, a finding that contradicts the growing market for consumer aging tests that aggregate multiple organ clocks into a single biological age score, potentially obscuring which tissues matter most. A youthful brain proteome correlated with a 40% reduction in mortality risk, while a youthful immune system proteome reduced mortality risk by 42%, according to the Stanford analysis of UK Biobank data. The protective effect was additive. Individuals with both favorable aging profiles showed a combined 56% mortality reduction. Conversely, people with nine or more organs aging faster than their chronological age faced 8.3 times higher mortality risk compared to those with no accelerated aging. A youthful brain proteome was associated with 40% lower mortality, while a youthful immune system proteome was associated with 42% lower mortality. Having both youthful organ profiles together was associated with 56% lower mortality. Stanford University researchers, UK Biobank analysis, brain aging rivals genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease. Beyond all-cause mortality, the brain proteome showed particular clinical relevance for Alzheimer's disease. An aged brain proteome carried Alzheimer's risk, roughly equivalent to carrying one copy of AP4, the strongest known genetic risk factor for sporadic Alzheimer's. Conversely, a youthful brain proteome conferred protection approximately equal to carrying two protective copies of APOE2. This effect persisted independent of participants' actual APOE genotype, suggesting the protein signature captured disease risk through a distinct biological pathway. The finding raises important implications for clinical practice and risk stratification. If validated in independent populations, proteomic brain aging could become a modifiable biomarker for Alzheimer's prevention, potentially complementing or even superseding genetic testing in some contexts. The independence of the proteome effect from APOE genotype indicates that interventions targeting the protein signature might benefit individuals regardless of their inherited genetic risk. Accumulated organ damage compounds risk beyond single clocks. While the brain and immune system emerged as uniquely longevity-linked, the study revealed a critical secondary finding: accelerated aging across multiple organs dramatically magnified mortality risk. The relationship was dose-dependent and cumulative. Individuals with 2-4 organs aging faster than expected faced 2.3 times higher mortality risk. Those with 5-7 aged organs faced 4.5 times higher risk. Those with 8 or more aged organs experienced 8.3 times higher mortality risk, demonstrating that organ aging damage accumulates in a multiplicative rather than additive manner. This pattern suggests that while the brain and immune system dominate longevity prediction, systemic biological aging across multiple tissues reflects overall health burden. The finding underscores the importance of measuring aging comprehensively, yet points to a hierarchy of clinical importance within organ clocks. New studies exploring whether interventions targeting the 9 non-uniquely linked organs might still reduce the cumulative risk burden could reshape clinical aging management strategies. Commercial aging tests may be missing the signal. Most commercial biological age platforms collapse multiple organ clocks into a single composite score, a practice that may obscure which tissues are actually driving longevity outcomes. The Stanford research suggests this aggregation hides critical information. 2 organs account for the measurable lifespan variance, while 9 others contribute noise to the final score. This raises questions about the clinical utility of composite aging metrics that treat all organs equally. The Stanford lab, led by researchers including Tony Wiss-Corre, Cy O, and Carl Rutledge, has been publishing on organ clock methodology since 2023, and patterns in this new analysis align with earlier independent work from the team. 3 of the authors co-founded Teal Omics, a company commercializing organ aging testing, and hold equity in the firm. The Stanford findings on brain and immune system primacy should inform how clinical aging assessments are designed and interpreted, and whether direct-to-consumer aging products adequately weight the organs that matter most for health outcomes. Health policymakers and regulatory bodies may wish to scrutinize claims in commercial aging products against this evidence of organ clock hierarchy. What this means for patients: if you are considering biological aging tests or interventions to slow aging, prioritize those targeting brain health and immune function. Exercise, cognitive engagement, sleep, and immune-supporting nutrition appear most relevant based on current evidence. While systemic aging matters, these 2 organs show the strongest independent links to lifespan. For clinicians, proteomic brain and immune aging markers may emerge as predictive biomarkers for mortality risk stratification and Alzheimer's disease prevention, independent of genetic factors like ApoE status. Composite aging scores that don't highlight these 2 organs may obscure clinically important information, demand transparency about which organ clocks drive the final score. For policymakers, regulatory guidance on commercial aging tests should specify which organ clocks are validated for lifespan prediction and require that claims distinguish between aging markers with strong independent evidence, brain, immune, and those without. Public health initiatives targeting population aging should focus resources on modifiable drivers of brain and immune aging rather than generic aging reversal. Frequently asked questions: what is a proteome, and why measure 2,916 proteins? A proteome is the complete set of proteins expressed in a tissue or biological system. Proteins are functional molecules that execute nearly all cellular processes. Measuring their levels and modifications can reveal the biological state of an organ more directly than genetic data alone. The Stanford researchers measured plasma, blood proteins, because blood circulates throughout the body and carries proteins released by all organs, making it a practical window into systemic biology. The large number, 2,916, allows for sophisticated statistical models to distinguish true aging signals from noise. If 9 organ clocks don't predict lifespan, why measure them at all? The finding that 9 organs show no independent longevity association does not mean those organs are unimportant to health. they may influence disease-specific risks, e.g., liver aging may predict liver disease outcome rather than overall mortality. Additionally, their biological aging may still contribute to the cumulative organ damage effect observed in the study. Individuals with many aged organs show dramatically higher mortality, even if no single non-brain, non-immune organ drove the prediction. Future research should investigate whether these organs predict specific disease outcomes. Can I improve my brain and immune system aging through lifestyle changes? While this study establishes that brain and immune aging strongly predict lifespan, it does not directly test interventions. However, existing research on exercise, cognitive training, sleep quality, and immune-supporting nutrition suggests these modifiable factors influence both brain and immune function. The next research frontier is to test whether targeted interventions on these two organ systems can measurably rejuvenate their proteomes and extend lifespan, work that could eventually enable personalized aging medicine. The Stanford research establishes a quantitative hierarchy within biological aging. The brain and immune system stand out as uniquely linked to longevity, while systemic accumulation of aged organs across the body amplifies mortality risk. These findings challenge the one-size-fits-all approach of many commercial aging tests and open a new frontier for personalized intervention, where precision targeting of brain and immune aging may yield greater health gains than generic aging reversal. Future studies validating these patterns in independent cohorts and testing whether brain and immune proteomes respond to specific interventions will be essential to translate this discovery into clinical practice and public health strategy. Source: Stanford University Organ Clock Analysis, UK Biobank Cohort.